Usually on my show, I talk to conservatives, but today I have a special message for Democrats. Here it goes. Democrats, nobody cares about January 6th anymore. An MSNBC host went and talked to voters about January 6th, the devil's day, January 6th, and she didn't get the response she was hoping for. Take a look.
Talk to me about your level of interest in the criminal charges and so forth.
February 6th?
January 6th.
So I remember that day. I know he was the standing president. I'm not familiar with the charges that are being brought against him for that. I'm not following that charge or the... I know there's multiple court cases going on. I'm just not familiar with it.
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a factor in deciding who to vote for.
No.
Okay, so when I say January 6th, what do you think?
Oh, I just remember seeing it on the news, like all the riots and stuff. Don't really know what it was about or what happened, though.
How did it make you feel when you saw it?
I don't know. I don't really feel any way about it. People showed their emotion, I guess. Probably in the wrong way, but...
People don't even care anymore. Those guys in that are a perfect example of that. They don't even know what it is. And you want to know why they don't care, by the way? Because a random day where there was a mediocrely violent protest at the Capitol was 4 years ago. It was 4 years ago. That's what we're talking about right now. That's what Democrats cannot stop talking about. This is what the media, who supposedly are getting interesting stories, that's their whole job. If you've ever been in the media, they'll tell you that you have a pitch meeting every day. You sit in the pitch meeting, everyone comes up with their best stories. And somehow, and by the way, you sit in these pitch meetings, I've sat in them before, and people bring up these things, and you're like, dude, come on. People brought that up like every single day for the last 2 years. And everyone looks at them and they're like, wow, you suck at ideas. Somehow, in the most prestigious media, for those just listening, I'm putting it in air quotes, the most prestigious media and journalistic institutions that America has to offer, the people sat down and during their pitch meeting and they said, oh, let's talk about January 6th again. Do you know what was yesterday for those guys? Again, 4 years ago, that was January 6th, about kind of a protest that happened. I wasn't a big fan of it personally. I didn't think it was a big deal. Again, that was 4 years ago. Do you know what happened to those guys yesterday? 50% more expensive gas, eggs, and housing. That's what happened to them yesterday, not 4 years ago, yesterday. And this is how out of touch Democrats are nowadays. They think you would rather sit around and talk with a politician about what someone did years ago than actually talk about what is happening to you in your life today, because most people just aren't that political. This is what's interesting about politics. When you get down to it, and when you look at people who are very effective politicians, this is one strength that Donald Trump has, they don't really make it about politics. It's not about a protest that happened and why it's a threat to democracy. It's like, I just can't buy gas very well anymore. All they want to see is that number two in front of the other numbers when they go by the gas station. And they don't want to see a three. Heaven forbid they see a four. They don't want to see a four. A five, man, if you live in California, you're going to see a five. Hawaii. I live in Utah. Please don't come here if you're from California and you see a five. Go to like Florida or something. I'm sorry, Floridians. I've heard it's nice over there. Go there instead. But you just want to see a two in front of the gas station. You don't want to talk about something that happened 4 years ago. And that is like the opposite of actually running towards a future. Clearly, Kamala Harris and the media, which they're one, you know, they're the same organization. They're just running to the past. Vivek Ramaswamy was also asked about January 6th this week by Lex Fridman. If you guys don't know Lex, really good podcast host. This conversation was interesting and veered into what I thought was the most interesting topic that Lex Fridman and Vivek Ramaswamy talked about during their podcast. It was about pressuring Trump, Vivek pressuring Trump to make massive cuts in the government were he to win the presidency again. Here's that moment.
Do you think it's possible to do something like firing 75% of people in government when things are going relatively well?
Yes. In fact, I think it's necessary and essential. I think things are depends on what your level of well really is, what you're benchmarking against. America's not built on complacency, right? We're built on the pursuit of excellence. And are we still the greatest nation on planet Earth? I believe we are. I agree with you on that. But are we great as we could possibly be, or even as we have been in the past, measured against our own standards of excellence? No, we're not. I think the nation is in a trajectory of decline. That doesn't mean it's the end of the empire yet. But we are a nation in decline right now. I don't think we have to be. But part of that decline is driven by the rise of this managerial class, the bureaucracy, sucking the lifeblood out of the country, sucking the lifeblood out of our innovative culture, our culture of self-governance. So is it possible? Yeah, it's really possible. I mean, I'll tell you one easy way to do it. This is a little bit, I'm being a little bit glib here, but I think it's not crazy, at least as a thought experiment. Get in there on day one, say that anybody in the federal bureaucracy who is not elected, elected representatives obviously are elected by the people, but of the people who are not elected, if your social security number ends in an odd number, you're out. If it ends in an even number, you're in. There's a 50% cut right there. Of those who remain, if your social security number starts in an even number, you're in. And if it starts with an odd number, you're out. Boom. That's a 75% reduction, done literally stochastically. Okay. One of the virtues of that, it's a thought experiment, not a policy prescription, but one of the virtues of that thought experiment is that you don't have a bunch of lawsuits you're dealing with about gender discrimination or racial discrimination or political viewpoint discrimination. Actually, the reality is you've at mass, you didn't bring the chisel, you brought a chainsaw. I guarantee you, do that on day one and do number step two on day two. On day three, not a thing will have changed for the ordinary American other than the size of their government being a lot smaller and more restrained, spending a lot less money to operate it. And most people who have run a company, especially larger companies, know this. It's 25% of the people who do 80 to 90% of the useful work. These government agencies are no different.
This would be so glorious. You can see why Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are really into this. By the way, Elon Musk showed up to Twitter. You'll remember years ago when he bought Twitter. He showed up to Twitter and he laid off 80% of people immediately. And for people like me, I was actually not on Twitter before Elon Musk bought it. He bought it. I heard, you know, his whole thing was that he wasn't going to censor anymore. That piqued my interest, so I got on it. And immediately when I get on it, by the way, I didn't really know what Twitter was like before, but all of a sudden I start seeing updates coming out. Update, update, update. And at the same time as that happening, I'm hearing that he laid off 80% of the workers. And me, I'm listening to this, I'm like, how does that make any sense? Who's doing this? And it's because of this principle. You can tell that that's what is informing Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy's politics. It's their experience in business. The fact that they know that if they just they take the cream of the crop and cut away the fat, then things turn out pretty good for you. And of course, businesses do that. So why should the government not do that? I think it would work. I really do. And here's what Vivek didn't talk about that I do want to talk about. I want to address this. Is this politically possible? Obviously, it's awesome to talk about it. I would love for this to happen. I think a lot of conservatives, certainly libertarians, would love for something like this to happen. I think that's one of the big reasons why libertarians are leaning towards Donald Trump in a huge way as opposed to Kamala Harris. But is it politically possible? Because the reaction from the deep state, you know, is going, and Vivek himself has talked about this, it's going to be like white blood cells to a virus. It's going to be insane. There would be lawsuit after lawsuit. And honestly, as someone who really appreciated the checks on our government, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but they have to have an actual plan behind it. Luckily, we do have a conservative Supreme Court. So I think that a lot of those lawsuits, when they go up the line, are going to go in favor of the Trump administration just because, they're literally going to be filing lawsuits to stay alive. And as far as I'm aware, there's really no constitutionality to bureaucrats being able to keep themselves in a job. So I don't know how that would work, but of course they'll come out. That's really good news about the conservative Supreme Court as well when you consider the fact that a Democrat-controlled House is fairly likely in 2025. It's not for sure. At this point, it seems almost certain that it's going to be a Republican Senate, which is great. But the House and the presidency are a little bit up for grabs. So assuming that Trump wins and he does this, who knows if, you know, Democrats will be controlling the House of Representatives in 2025. But what's a great, even better about this is that this is just something between the executive branch and the judiciary, if there are lawsuits. So I would say this is possible. I say the executive branch because in theory, Donald Trump would be the head of the executive branch and he can do whatever he wants with these bureaucracies and these three-letter agencies. And if they want to challenge him, they have to go through the judiciary, excuse me. But it's not really a legislative thing. So even if Democrats take the House, probably won't matter. That conservative Supreme Court is a really big deal. Here's the thing, though. So can he get it done on that level? Yes. When it comes to time, can Donald Trump do it? Only if, and Vivek Ramaswamy talks about this, only if it's one of Donald Trump's top priorities. If I had to guess, I think we're going to see, just me being super realistic, because Donald Trump has promised a lot of things. I think he wants to deliver on a lot of them, and a lot of them are outside cutting the bureaucracy. But if I'm being really realistic with myself and with you guys, I really think that we're going to see more of a small reduction in the bureaucracy. 75% is a lot of people. I looked it up. It's like there's like 2.7 million people that are included under the executive branch, which I don't think that's what, not all those people are included under what Vivek and Donald Trump would be talking about, but this would be hundreds of thousands of layoffs. And that's just not that easy if you don't make it your top priority. So I think Donald Trump, we might see a reduction in 10% of the bureaucracy. It's not 75%, but make no mistake, 10% would still be a massive win. And it could set precedents for future Republican, maybe even Democrat leaders, if it's popular enough, to continue to cut down the fat of the U.S. bureaucracy. My hope is that they would focus on things, Donald Trump in this term, I mean, would focus on things like the Department of Education, the State Department, the IRS first, since those are really what is, in my opinion, the most corrupt, the most kind of stealing the rights from the states, especially the Department of Education. Obviously, they've talked about abolishing that. I think that'd be fantastic. So if they could start with those agencies and just get those done, I think that would be an absolutely fantastic beginning to Trump's presidency. And it'd be fantastic if Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk were both involved in that. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.